What's up, guys? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe. I just wanted to get this podcast started off with an offer for our small business sponsorship. We're getting thousands upon thousands of downloads, and it's really going great, and I wanted to thank you guys for that. If you want to sponsor your business, we're offering a small business partnership where you can get it started for as low as $50 and be heard around the world with all of our thousands upon thousands of listeners each week. Please contact me at Lockdown Universe at Facebook. Just send me a message or hit us up at lockdownuniverse@gmail.com and we'll get you started. You can get started for as little as $50. So hit us up right away and get in at the ground floor. Now let's go to the podcast. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. And today, I've got such an interesting story, I think I'm going to have to split it up into multiple episodes because the story is so huge that it would be a disservice if I didn't do that. I want to give you guys all the information, or at least the vast majority of it. This story comes out of Romania. This story is mind-blowing and much different than any other alien encounter story, any other UFO sighting story, any other Bigfoot, reptilian, tall white, gray, you name it, type of alien story. This story has the beginnings and endings and everything in the middle of humankind and alien history. And I'm not overselling it. I'm telling you the absolute 100% truth as far as what I can see and the evidence presented. Apparently, in Romania, there is an area of land and a mountain range and a mountain called the Bucegi Mountain. So it's B-U-C-E-G-I Mountain. And this mountain, in the areas surrounding the mountain, are very mysterious and have very intense physical properties to them. They have healing properties. They have physical engagement properties, meaning that, you will feel static electricity on your body. You'll feel an energy field as you go and are in this area, as reported by many people. And the Bucegi Mountain itself actually looks like a skull. It looks like the mountain that's in the movie Prometheus. It looks like the gray skull from He-Man lore. It's really, really white. You know, most mountains, you know, have like, you know, green with, you know, white snow at the top. This mountain is really interestingly very, very bright white and beautiful. So when we talk about Bucegi, it's actually an old Romanian language, which means to choose. These are the chosen mountains. And some of the events that occur around the area live up to their name. So why are we talking about the Bucegi Mountains? Well, there's an area where it's actually called the Romanian Sphinx. Now, when we think about the Sphinx, we think about the African Sphinx. Well, that's not the case in this story. We're talking about the Romanian Sphinx. They have their own Sphinx, although it doesn't look like the same Sphinx as Africa. It looks different. It looks like a skull or some other profile. Is it human? Is it alien? I don't know. When you look at it, it looks like, to me, it looks like it has a certain vibe of you know, Aboriginal Native American ancestry. You know, and I don't know what the peoples of Romania were, you know, hundreds, thousands of years ago, but it gives me that feeling. And it's a very special place. So going back even farther, why are we talking about the Bucegi Mountains? What does this have to do with aliens? Well, I'll tell you. Because underneath the Busuggi Mountains, underneath the Romanian Sphinx, they've found a very, very high-tech glass, golden, and holographic library containing the contents of alien history on Earth, as well as human history on Earth, dating back tens to possibly hundreds of thousands of years. They have digital representations, they have physical representations, holographic representations of our history down there. Now, it's not just our history, it's also the DNA compositions of human, alien, animal, plant combinations, and what would happen if we did combine a certain species of human with a certain species of animal, and what the outcomes would be, and they display that in holographic form in this hall of records underneath this Romanian Sphinx in the Busuggi Mountain area of Romania. Now, what's Romania been in the past? It's been Transylvania. What's Transylvania been known to have? Vlad the Impaler, Dracula. There's a lot of history in Romania. Now, does that have anything to do with the aliens? Not really, but I'm giving you a little bit of background on Romania and kind of where it's located. It's located in Europe, and they've had plenty of their own history, plenty of military battles over this area, and it kind of makes sense because this place, especially the Busuggi Mountain area, has had a lot of magic to it. A lot of gravitational fields in this region, and gravity has been known to change in that area. They've had a lot of anomalous issues with the gravity field, so they have a lot more paranormal activities in this area. And they have a lot of higher frequency ranged beings in this area as well. So, when we talk about locations that we know that are similar to this range, we talk about in America, we have Sedona, Arizona, which has all kinds of its own magical properties to it. So let's get back. Okay, so the reason I'm doing this episode and giving you a little bit of background on this location is because of the importance of it. Because I need you guys to understand the history before we get into it. So there have been a few people who have done the research, who have gone to locations around this area and gotten a lot of reconnaissance information. So we're first going to look at an individual who went to Romania. He went back in 2003 and he did his own research and based on the hearsay of all these other individuals. There was hearsay that there was tunnels in deep underground locations underneath the Busuggi Mountain range and underneath the Sphinx. And so he had heard of these huge rooms in these tunnels, these large, vast, vast rooms with huge tables, larger than human tables. These tables were at least 4 to 5 feet tall. So imagine sitting at a 5 foot tall table. If you're sitting down, your head's going to hit it, or you're going to be underneath it, right? Because most people only stand to be about 5'10", maybe, on average, men anyway. And when you sit down, you're probably 3.5 feet tall. So these tables are huge. So the individuals that would have sat at these tables would have at least been 18 feet tall, if not 20 feet tall. Okay? These chairs were stone chairs, were meant for people who were obviously much, much taller than us as well. Now, in this location, there was reportedly a projection room, which contains all of our history that can be replayed visually. There was also a table where you can perform holographic experiments with DNA and mix and match anything you wish and see what the results would be. You can mix and match with alien DNA, which they had on file. They had human DNA on file, they had animal DNA on file, they had plant DNA on file, and you can mix and match to see what the outcome would be. Without having to do any real physical tests, you could see what the outcomes would be. Imagine the ramifications of that kind of technology. Imagine how we could cure cancer, how we could put wings on humans if we wanted to, fly around the planet if we wanted to. We could change animals, we could change, you know, horses, we could have actual unicorns, you know, Pegasus, you know, I mean, and it may sound silly, but we could actually do that if we wanted to. We could actually have regenerative properties for our bodies. We could build exoskeletons for our bodies to protect ourselves. We could live forever if we had this technology, and reportedly it exists on the planet Earth. It's here already. We don't even have to worry about it anymore. It's here. The technology for us to survive and thrive is here. It is in Romania. These rooms also reported to have been created 50,000 years ago at least, and that each room is connected to each other and protected by an energy source. This energy source activates all of the rooms and is all centrally located. So there's actually diagrams that this individual made, and he states that these subtunnels that are underground, the Busegi Mountains, also reach to other locations on the planet. So they reach, according to him, near the Sphinx in Egypt. They go to Baghdad, which I find very interesting considering that we went to war in Baghdad in 2001 to find weapons of mass destruction, quote unquote. Maybe they were trying to locate the location of this particular place in Baghdad. You know, I mean, think about it. If you had this technology, it could theoretically be a weapon of mass destruction. Your whole civilization would change. You would become very powerful. So this would be a problem for America if this location was found in Baghdad. And maybe they found out this information, you know, within the past 30 years, you know, and they found it out about it in the 90s. And so now all of a sudden they have to create a reason to go to war with Baghdad, or to go to Baghdad and find this location and take over vast swaths of land so that nobody else can come in and take it. This individual also states that there's underground pathways to Mount Kailash in Tibet, and they all lead back to the Busegi Mountains in Romania. The inner tunnels lead to a secret world under a Gobi Plateau in Mongolia, under the Gobi Plateau in Mongolia, and most importantly, to Antarctica. Is this all starting to make sense now? Because we have Egypt, the Sphinx in Egypt. We have Baghdad, we have Mount Kailash in Tibet, which I'm not sure how that links in, but then we have the Busegi Mountains in Romania, and then all of this leads back to Antarctica. So we have all these underground tunnels that are leading to fairly well-known locations on Earth by Earthlings, as well as fairly well-known alien bases in Antarctica. A lot of places lead back to Antarctica, which is a location in which the military cannot have power over. It's like Switzerland. Nobody can claim dominance in Antarctica. It's not a country. It's a location. So it's really interesting, and many people have documented about Antarctica as having alien crashes, an alien base, where the Tall Whites have an alien base there, and they're monitoring Earth for us, and they're assisting us with some of the ramifications of the environment problems that we've been having. So all of these pieces of the puzzle start making sense. They all start coming together. And he states that this connects the World War II and German Tibet expedition, along with Romania being fast-tracked into NATO, and a lot of other issues that have happened since World War II. He said a lot of these things come together. Now, We're kind of getting off track, but I wanted to give you a full picture because if we do a multi-episode run here on this issue, on this topic, I want to give you guys a lot of information. Normally, I keep everything to 15 minutes, but this is kind of like a preface to the meat and potatoes that I believe I'm going to give you in the next episode. I really like to keep things to about 15 minutes. So I'm going to give you a bit of a teaser here, and then we will go on to the next episode. So coming up in the next episode, we're going to discuss what this individual states he saw within this location. He actually was able to go in with a friend who's in the military and see this location and see the holographic library work in front of him. And he was able to see all the way back tens of thousands of years in the past and see all the way up into current times. He states that there was different rooms. There was a mountain room, there was a projection room, and he talks about how each room played a part, and he also talks about a room that was off limits to military or anyone else, and that this room was only allowed access to, guess who? The US military. So, with that in mind, I'm going to leave you guys with that tonight. I gave you the background in this episode. In the next episode, I'm going to give you the meat and potatoes so you can get a little bit more, and then maybe we'll finish it up in the next episode and just keep it to a two-parter. But hopefully you guys will tune in for that so that we can give you the rest of the information. So hopefully you guys are taking care of yourselves, staying healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually, following through on your hopes and your goals and your dreams, and always continuing to question the universe around you. Until next time, Lockdown Universe out.